everything is up in the air in this year of elections, and particularly that one in the UK. So yes, that was one of the reasons we were very happy to welcome the Shadow Secretary of State to Derry.
In terms of the visit, of course, there's no guarantee that if there were to be a Labour government that he would be appointed into that portfolio. But important that whoever is in that portfolio, whatever party they're from, is well briefed on the needs of Northern Ireland in general and on the needs of Derry and the North West in particular.
Exactly. And actually, Hilary Benn himself, he is very well briefed. And I know that he worked very closely with the current Secretary of State to get the whole power sharing deal over the line. So we're really happy that this has happened. It's great to have the return of power sharing at Stormont. And it just means that what our businesses can do now is plan ahead and plan for growth. We talked with Hilary Benn about key infrastructure projects like the A5 and the City of Derry Airport. And we've also heard from the newly appointed Economy Minister, who has been very constructive and given great support for the North West and the North West City region.
There are funding commitments on the table as part of that deal that saw the Stormont institutions return earlier this month. In terms of the Labour Party, you'll obviously be hoping that the Labour Party will continue and hopefully build on those commitments. Have you been given any indications from Hilary Benn that that will be the case?
They are very keen to support the North West. They were very receptive to the arguments that we put forward. And have a lot of ties there themselves already. He came with his shadow minister, Fleur Anderson. So I think that shows a lot of commitment from their part. But whoever takes the positions at the next election, we will be always arguing the case for the North West and for the North West City region.